Hola, ¿cómo estás? Espero que todo esté bien contigo. This is Tamara Marie, host of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. I wanted to ask you a quick question before we get started with this episode. Do you have trouble hearing and understanding native Spanish speakers? Whether you've been learning Spanish for 2 weeks or 2 years, it can be a struggle to really understand the fast pace of Spanish spoken by native speakers. So if that's you, don't worry, I got you. I have developed a method that will help you understand 80% of spoken Spanish in less than 30 minutes. This method will help you improve your ability to hear and understand native Spanish speakers so you can increase your listening comprehension and shed your fear of being afraid to start a conversation. You know, a lot of times we don't want to talk to someone in Spanish because we're afraid that when they talk back, we're not going to understand what they say. So we really need to get after that fear by improving our Spanish listening skills. So if this is something that you're interested in, I'd love to share it with you. I'm providing access to this masterclass absolutely free so that you can learn how to improve your Spanish listening skills. If you want to sign up, just go to SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. That's SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Now, we're only going to have this masterclass available for a limited time, so make sure you sign up today if you want to get access, SpanishConSalsa.com/listen. Okay, let's get to this episode of the podcast.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast, the show for Spanish learners that love music, travel, and culture. Close your grammar textbooks, shut down the language apps, and open your ears to how Spanish is spoken in the real world. Let us show you how to go from beginner to bilingual. Here is your host, certified language coach, Tamara Marie.
Hola a todos, bienvenidos al episodio 82. Welcome to episode 82 of the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast. In this episode, I'll be breaking down one of our team's favorite songs by Celia Cruz. So we've been talking about Celia a lot lately, and it was actually a request from our listeners to feature more female artists. So just consider this Celia Cruz month on Spanish con Salsa. So I'll be breaking down the letra or lyrics to one of her most popular songs in this episode. But before we get started, I want to give a shout out to one of our listeners. Sharon left us a 5-star review on iTunes, so I just wanted to give her a shout out and say gracias. Thank you so much for leaving us a 5-star review. Reviews really do help us, and they help other people find the podcast, so thank you so much. And don't forget, you can also leave a review on iTunes. You can just click on the link in the description of the podcast, and you will be able to leave us a review as well. Okay, so Sharon says, "Thank you, Tamara, for inspiring me to keep learning. Sometimes I get a little discouraged, but you give me hope that I can learn Spanish. I really enjoy your podcast and wisdom. Love this podcast." Thank you so much for that review. Again, we really appreciate it, and we love to hear from our listeners. So if you are enjoying the podcast and you find it useful, we really do like to hear from you, and we really do appreciate getting your feedback, because that's really what helps us keep going with the show. And we also want to make sure that we are serving you. So again, gracias, Sharon. So let's get to the song of the day. All right. So we're going to be talking about the song La Vida Es Un Carnaval. And as I mentioned, it is by Celia Cruz. Right. So in this song, we're actually going to learn several different expressions that use the Spanish word I. I. And that's actually spelled H-A-Y, I. But as you may know from our pronunciation episodes, or if you've been studying Spanish for any length of time, you may already know that the letter H is always silent. The only exception to that, if it's right after the letter C, so you have the ch sound. But other than that, the H in Spanish is silent, so that I is actually spelled H-A-Y. So we'll talk about some expressions that you can actually use in day-to-day conversation that use this very, very common Spanish word. And I'll give you a little bit of the grammar behind that as well. So I'll be reviewing the first couple of verses here and the chorus. And if you want to get access to the lyrics for the song and also to hear the song, because I will not be playing the song in this episode, but I will be reviewing the lyrics. If you want to check out the music video and actually hear the song by Celia Cruz, you can go to learnspanishconsalsa.com/82. So that's our show notes page at learnspanishconsalsa.com/82. Or again, you can click on the link in the description in the podcast app that you're listening to right now, and we make it really easy for you. Just click on the link and it will take you right to the show notes page. So right after you listen to this episode, you can check out the song and you can listen to it and add it to your playlist. Okay, so let's start with the first verse. So I'm just going to read it and then I will give you the translation and explain just a few things about the vocabulary that's used in the song. So again, this is a really fun song. It is very uplifting, is very inspiring, definitely has a positive message. So I definitely recommend this is one that you save, right? And that you listen to over and over again. And I'm sure you will fall in love with it too, if you haven't already heard it. Celia starts off by saying, "Todo aquel que piense que la vida es desigual, tiene que saber que no es así. Que la vida es una hermosura. Hay que vivirla." Okay, so that's the first part of the song. So I'll go line by line this time. I'll say it a little bit slower and I'll give you the translation to English for each line. Okay, so she starts out by saying, todo aquel, todo aquel. So todo aquel is more like a phrase. So if you take the words individually, todo means like everything or all. And aquel, this is actually a word we don't have a direct translation for in English. When it's used on its own, aquel means something like ese or that, right? So this aquel can just mean that. And the only difference really between aquel and ese for that is aquel is usually referring to something that's further away. So it's something that either by distance or by time, or even you can use it to indicate emotional distance. So that thing, whatever you're referring to, is something that is far away from you and the person that you're talking to. So it's another way to say that in Spanish normally. But in this case, todo aquel is more of a phrase. So I wouldn't try to translate this word for word. It's really a phrase that just means anyone. So she's really addressing this to any person, okay? So anyone out there that agrees with this next statement, which we'll get to, that's who she's talking to. So todo aquel, any of those, anyone, all those to any person. So she's just kind of, you know, saying who this message is for. So todo aquel que piense que la vida es desigual. Que piense que la vida es desigual. So, que piense is that, think, que la vida, that life, es desigual, so is unfair, or that things are unequal. So, todo aquel que piense que la vida es desigual. So, one thing about this desigual, I wanted to just call attention to the prefix des, so that's in English we would say D-E-S. So des, D-E-S, it means something like un in English. So like the prefix U-N. So just for example, igual means like the same or equal, right? Desigual is unequal or unfair in this case, because we're talking about life in general being unfair. Another example, this is like conocido. Conocido means known, but desconocido means unknown. All right, another example is hacer. Hacer means to do or to make. But deshacer means undo. So you can think about it like if you have a PC, like that control Z, right? When you hit control Z, it's like undo, undo, undo that action. So that's just something to kind of keep an eye on. So if you notice this as a prefix, in English it usually means something like un. So igual, desigual, conocido, desconocido, hacer, deshacer. So hopefully you found that helpful. So let's get to the next line. So she says, tiene que saber que no es así. Tiene que saber que no es así. So this tiene que saber is you have to know. So again, she's talking to anyone who thinks that life is unfair. Tiene que saber, must know, que no es así. Que no es así. So that it's not like that or it's not that way. So basically, you're wrong, right? So if you think that life is unfair, you're wrong. And then she goes on to say, que la vida es una hermosura. Que la vida es una hermosura. So in this case, this que la vida is, she's saying that life es una hermosura. So you may notice that this sounds a lot like hermosa, which means beautiful. So pretty much the same thing except for hermosa is an adjective in this case. It's more of a noun where she's saying it is a beautiful thing, right? Like life is a beautiful thing. And then she says, hay que vivirla. Hay que vivirla. Okay, so this hay que vivirla, it means you must live it, right? You have to live your life. So that vivir is to live. Vivirla is to live it. So that la is feminine, it means it, and it's referring to vida. So that's why it's la and not lo. So hay que vivirla, you have to live it. Then she says, todo aquel, so again, anyone, que piense que está solo y que está mal. Que piense que está solo y que está mal. So that think that they are alone and that it's bad. Tiene que saber que no es así. So again, she says, you must know that it's not like that. That's not how things are. Que en la vida no hay nadie solo. Que en la vida no hay nadie solo. So that in life, no one is alone. Siempre hay alguien. Siempre hay alguien. There's always someone. So I'm going to again break down the meaning of I in a minute because it's been used quite a bit so far, right? So we have again, siempre hay alguien, que en la vida no hay nadie. So we'll talk a little bit more about those phrases and how you can use them. But first, let me break down the chorus because there's one more use of the word I in the chorus. And then we'll get more into some of the ways that you can use phrases with this word in your conversations, all right? So then she says, in the chorus, ay, no hay que llorar. Ay, no hay que llorar. Now, this is actually interesting. So the first ay is actually just A-Y without the H at the beginning, all right? So I know it can be a little bit confusing because she says it twice. Ay, no hay que llorar. But in this case, the A-Y, think of it like when you hear someone go, ay, 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 right? Like it's not the same as the word H-A-Y or I, which actually comes from the verb haber. So I'll break that down again once I get through the course, but just to kind of let you know, the first I is more like the word O, right? Like the expression O in English. So I, no hay que llorar. O, there's no need to cry. Que la vida es un carnaval. Basically, you know, life is a big party, right? So if you think about carnaval, it's a time where everybody's happy, everybody's celebrating, there's music in the streets, people are dancing, they're just having a good time. She's saying that that's how life is. Life is a carnival, like it's a carnival, it's a good time, it's a party, you should be enjoying it and having fun. So that's the whole sentiment of this song. So again, very, very uplifting, positive message. If you're ever having a day where you feel like things aren't going right, this is a great song to listen to, all right? So she says after that, que es más bello vivir cantando. Que es más bello vivir cantando. So it's more beautiful to live singing. Vivir cantando. To live singing. And then she says again, ay, no hay que llorar, que la vida es un carnaval. Y las penas se van cantando. Y las penas se van cantando. So penas is like your worries or your troubles. So she's saying that your troubles go away as you're singing. So if you're singing through life, right, she's saying it's more beautiful to live singing. And as you sing, las penas se van. So they are leaving you. that's the chorus. And again, it just repeats itself. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Again, there's a few more verses, so I'm not going to get into all that in this episode because I want to break down a little bit about the expressions that use the word I. But again, you can go to our show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/82. That's learnspanishconsalsa.com/82 to get the show notes. So you can actually, again, listen to the song and you can also see the lyrics. All right, so let's talk about the many, many uses of I in this song. I, as I mentioned earlier, comes from the verb haber. And this verb is very irregular. All you have to know in this case is that when you use I, it's more of an impersonal way of using the verb, which means that you don't have to conjugate it first person, second person. You don't have to worry about all of that. Just know that when you hear I used by itself, that it means there is or there are. Okay, so I could say, hay dos carros en el garaje. Hay dos carros en el garaje. There are two cars in the garage. I could also say, hay mucha gente en la calle. Hay mucha gente en la calle. So there's a lot of people in the street. I can also say the negative of that. So no hay agua. There's no water. No hay agua. Or I could say no hay problema. There's no problem. No hay problema. Now notice that in these cases, again, I don't have to conjugate it. So even if there's more than one thing, like dos carros, or I can just say hay una persona en la calle, it's the same thing. I'm not, again, conjugating it. It's either there is or there are. So this is a really easy one in Spanish where I know a lot of things have to agree with the gender and the quantity, but in this case, it's really easy. You don't have to worry about that. I, no I. All right, so there is, there are, or there aren't. Now that's I when it's used alone, but if it's used with the word que, then it changes the meaning. So very similar to tener que, which means to have to, or something that you must do or you're obligated to do. Hay que means one must. Again, you're talking in generic terms, right? You're talking more in general. So you're in English, we would probably more say like you should instead of one must, right? That sounds very formal, but it is an impersonal way of speaking. So it's saying, you know, you should do this, or it's advisable, right, that you do this. If this is something you should do. So hay que means you should. So for example, I could say, hay que hacer ejercicio. Hay que hacer ejercicio. You have to exercise, right? So I'm just stating this in general. I'm not saying you personally, you, right? No tienes que hacer ejercicio, right? That would be really direct. I'm saying just sort of a general statement. So hay que hacer ejercicio. You know, so to be healthy, right? Yeah, everyone knows you have to exercise. I could also say, hay que lavarse las manos. Hay que lavarse las manos. So again, in this case, I'm just saying everyone should wash their hands, right? It's something that you really should do, right? Especially during a global pandemic, for example, okay? Hay que lavarse las manos. So again, I'm making a general statement and I'm not directing it to a specific person. So this hay que is a very useful phrase when you're talking about things in general terms. So just like with I, where I can say no I, the same thing applies to hay que. So I can say no hay que. That would mean something like you don't have to, or there's no need to do that. So for example, no hay que comprar nada. No hay que comprar nada. So you don't have to buy anything, or it's not necessary to buy anything. Or just like in the song La Vida es un Carnaval, Celia Cruz says no hay que llorar. So there's no need to cry. You don't have to cry because life is a party, okay? So no hay que llorar. All right, so that's four different ways so far of using I. Now let's talk about a few expressions. So if you've heard the expression no hay de qué, no hay de qué, that means something like don't mention it. And again, this is a phrase that I wouldn't translate word for word. This is, again, something that you'll hear in response if someone says gracias, so thank you, instead of saying de nada, which is sort of a very standard way of saying you're welcome. You could also say no hay de qué, which is like don't mention it or it's no big deal. So that's another option to respond to gracias, no hay de qué. So to review, we talked about several different ways to use I. All right, so the first one, I by itself means there is or there are. So in the song La Vida es un Carnaval, Celia Cruz says, siempre hay alguien. So there's always someone. And we also talked about the negative of that. You could say, no hay, which is there isn't or there aren't. For example, in the song, she says, en la vida no hay nadie solo. In life, there is no one alone or no one is alone. Okay, so no hay, there isn't. We also talked about hay que, which means one must or you should. So again, for example, in the song, she says, hay que vivirla, referring to life. You have to live it. And then you also have no hay que, meaning there is no need. So for example, in the song, no hay que llorar, there's no need to cry. Que la vida es un carnaval. So that's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed this breakdown of the song, La Vida es un Carnaval, or Life is a Carnival, or a Big Party, by Celia Cruz. And again, make sure you check out the show notes page, learnspanishconsalsa.com/82, to listen to the song and make sure that you add it to your playlist. And also, if you have not already subscribed to the podcast, make sure you click that subscribe button right now so that you will be the first to know every time we come out with a new episode. So next week, I have a big announcement. Our team has been working on a brand new project to bring you even more Spanish. So I'm super excited about it and I can't wait to share it all about it with you next week. So you don't want to miss our podcast next week. So you'll be one of the first to hear our big announcement. Okay, so that is it for me. As always, I hope that something that you've heard today has helped you go at least un paso más cerca, one step closer, from being a Spanish beginner to bilingual. Hasta la próxima.
Thank you for listening to the Learn Spanish con Salsa podcast at learnspanishconsalsa.com.